Now, I promised to tell you about the locus method of training your memory. First, I want you to think about a large public building that has a lot of rooms, stairways, and odd corners. Something like a museum is ideal, or any large public building. You must know its plan well enough to be able to visualize it in your head. Think of it as a storage place for things you need to remember. Now, I want you to make a list of 12 things that you might buy at a weekend. For instance, coffee, a weekend magazine, a bottle of wine, butter, eggs, 2 ribeye steaks, toilet paper, fruit, cereal, pet food, bottled water, milk. Now, I want you to imagine you are standing at the entrance of the building you are going to use. On the front step, place a packet or jar of coffee. Visualize it as real as you can. Now go inside and on the floor of the foyer, right in front of you, put the magazine. Now you must choose the way to go. Remember, this is a building you know and I don't. So whichever way you go next, you put the bottle of wine in a conspicuous place. Continue in this way until you have put all 12 of the articles in place throughout the building. As you return, check and see that they are all there. This is the only time you can look at your list from now on. Now we're going to wait a few minutes. I'm going to make another pot of coffee and get some cookies to go with it. Have a look through my bookshelves. It will take your mind off what you've just done. Fine. Fresh coffee and cookies. Now we can test your visualization technique. I have the list, and I'll put it under this book where you can't see it. Now, I want you to visualize the steps of your memory building and tell me what article you place there. Good. Now, what is just inside the foyer on the floor? Great. You're doing well. Now go on to the next place and tell me what you put there. Yes, I thought you'd remember the wine. What is next? Fine. Now the next 2 items. Oops, you transposed them. But you didn't forget what they were, so count that as a success. 6 more to go. Let's see how well you do. That was very good. You switched 2 of the items round, but you only fell down on the last but one. But my guess is that if you were to do the same list again within the next 30 minutes, you would remember all of them. In fact, there's a fair chance you will remember them in that order for the next few days. You can extend that list and make it more varied and more complicated as your memory improves. You could store things you need to remember and visit the building every morning to check your inventory. If you have a busy day ahead with a lot of meetings and appointments, stash them in the same way and then mentally wipe them out as each one is completed. You can also use this method as the Roman orators of the Senate used to use them, to remember key words and phrases in their arguments and speeches. You can remember them in reverse order simply by changing the direction of your journey. Or you can go directly to one specific point, and what you put there will flash up on your mental screen. The locus method is quick, easy, and reliable. You can even use your own house as a storage point if it is large enough, or your list is shorter.